two of them we advanced last year, and then one's been around for a couple of years, but Stoneville 6182 GLT, full season variety, extremely high gin turnout, high yielding, you know, dryland irrigated, showing 2 years of extremely good performance in that area. We're excited about Stoneville 6448 GLB2, targeted for dryland. That variety yields extremely well and has some very, very good fiber line strength. And then we've seen Stoneville 5115 GLT. Many growers have tried it this year. It was new last year. And that variety is shown to be a little bit longer in maturity, but the growers in the southeast like. So we look for that one, Stoneville 5115 GLT, to be used in more acres next year.
Bremer says the three varieties are all different, and it's important to pick the one which best fits your operation.
We look for, you know, how they perform in your area on different types of soil. But one common denominator for all three of them is that they all have Glycol Liberty Link technology, so that they can spray both glyphosate and Liberty herbicide on them. We really are stressing, you know, that first post-application that farmers are spraying on this cotton. Spray that Liberty early with a residual, and that'll get that cotton off to the best start. And the objective here is to not have to focus on fighting weeds through the year, but focus on how to make the most cotton that you can.
Find out more? Contact your local Bayer Crop Science representative. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.